Radiothon. 24 hours non-stop tunes. Yeehaw! Only on WONY 9.9 FM, Oneonta the Whale.
What's one of your favorite memories?
That's a tough question. Well, there was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. And I can remember one night we were laying out in our hammocks and we were just, you know, watching the trees rustling in the wind above us, and we could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and the creek running nearby. It was amazing. It felt like we were a part of it all. I don't know if I do it justice trying to describe it, but I'll definitely never forget it.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 14th, Unmark presents a website portfolio workshop at IRC at 3 p.m. On Tuesday, April 12th, the Art Gallery will have a showcase at the Hamblin Theater from 1 to 8 p.m. On Wednesday, April 13th, join an art-making reception called Shapeshifter Bodies Like Water at Lee Hall from 2 to 6 p.m. Thursday, April 14th, conversations with Chris Keegan over at the Red Dragon Theater will be happening at 5 p.m. Also happening Thursday, the Office of Equity and Inclusion is hosting an event featuring a roundtable discussion on language diversity. This week's average is 52 degrees. Expect rain on Tuesday. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Yep. truck. and Scotland Yard. Interpol and Deutsche Bank. FBI and Scotland Yard.
Business. Numbers. Money. People. Business. Numbers. Money. People.
dinero.
wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Make sure to keep it locked.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old